Weeds are a nuisance for sure, but they may also be revealing some useful information. It's all about how to read your weeds today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. It has been said that we only maximize a small percentage of our mind. Imagine if we could unleash the full power of our brain and mind and do things which otherwise would have been impossible. It's called the 15-minute manifestation. Perhaps you're going through a rough time, or you've had a bad attitude, or feel defeated, and that can only lead to more negative thinking. With a 15-minute manifestation guide, you can change the beliefs that have been holding you back in your relationship, your career, and in your health. Create your own destiny where success can be anything you envision. And to start, you can get a free book, Manifestation Wizardry, today. No tricks. The book is absolutely free. Go to shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. The real magic of success and getting more out of life is in this free book, Manifestation Wizardry. And it's yours right now at shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Writer Ralph Waldo Emerson was born on this day. Vigilant gardeners pull up weeds as quickly as possible, but a moment of reflection first can actually reveal some valuable information about your soil. If you're battling quackgrass, plantain, knotweed, or chicory, it's likely you have soil that is compacted or heavy with clay. Sandy soil is where you'll find yarrow, sweet fern, mustard, or bluestem grass. Goldenrod, oxeye daisies, or moss indicate moist, poorly drained soil, and some weeds even bring good news. Fertile, nutrient-rich soil is often home to amaranth, lamb quarters, knapweed, and ostrich fern. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.